Oliver Smedley, a former vice president of the Liberal Party executive, was remanded at Saffron Walden in Essex, charged with the murder of Mr. Reg Calvert, head of the pirate radio station Radio City. A team of Essex detectives has gone out to Radio City, based in a disused army fort off the Kent coast, following a complaint that a boarding party had taken it over on Monday. There will be interviews from the fort in Radio Newsreel.
Good evening. Major William Oliver Smedley, MC, has been charged with the murder of Reg Calvert, the head of offshore radio station Radio City. Mr. Calvert was found shot dead in a house outside Saffron Walden, Essex, this morning.
We don't really know what government policy is. They have indicated from time to time the intention of dealing with the pirates, but they never have, in fact, dealt with them, and the extraordinary and tragic events of the last 24 hours suggest that it is high time that something was done.
Now, these events went around a fort in the Thames estuary. There's some people have suggested, in fact, without any additional legislation, the government could take over these forts and shut down those pirate stations operating from the forts.
This I believe to be correct. A.P. Herbert has drawn attention to this fact, and I am legally advised on good authority that this is in fact the case, that what is lacking here on the government's part is not the ability to do something about it, it is the resolution to do something about it.
They're frightened of public reaction if the pop stations are taken away?
Well, this may not be the whole story. I think there are some real difficulties, but it is at least an important part of the fact that the matter has not been dealt with properly. And what has been happening recently shows, I think, that once you accept an area of illegality, you cannot control that area, and one illegality follows another. If we condone pirates, then we accept the possibility of hijackers and everything that follows from that.
There's also, of course, other aspects of the pirate operation where they are, in fact, not only stealing the airwaves, but stealing other things, aren't they, like copyright and things like that?
Well, exactly. The position of the performers in this matter is very serious, and the performers' unions have made their views on this matter very apparent. The BBC, of course, and the other broadcasting authorities do pay reasonable fees to performers for the use of their performances. Now, these people are getting away with that, and they're not only getting away with it, but they are also interfering in the general radio ability and range of international countries, and complaints have been made from abroad that Britain is allowing pirates to impede our own air, and in so doing interfering with the radio freedom of other countries.
But do you think a government should be frightened of people who want just to end the stream of pop? Isn't it for a government to act strongly and not be frightened by the segment of public opinion?
Who is the government to decide that people may not have what they want? The BBC, if I may say so here, has quite clearly failed to cater for this section of the public. If the BBC had met their needs, then the pirates would never have arisen. But the fact that the pirates do cater for a very substantial audience is shown by the fact that I understand that you have to pay something like £80 for a 30-second advertising spot on the most popular of the pirate programmes.
On this question of profits, and certainly some of the stations are highly profitable, making many thousands of pounds a week, could the government get at those profits in any way?
The government could, if it would. I've suggested to the Chancellor of the Exchequer that advertising expenditure on pirate radio should be disallowed as an expense for taxation purposes, but nothing's been done about that either. I'm suggesting that there should be created a new public television and radio authority. That this authority, one of its first duties, should be the establishment of a national network. In the first instance, this would, I think, be a popular music network and would transmit stuff very similar to that which is at present transmitted by the pirates. Later on, possibly, as public taste becomes more developed, more adult, they might insert an element of a rather more erudite music, perhaps, into the programme. But this would be the national pop network programme, the difference between it and the BBC, although it would be a public authority exactly like the BBC, publicly owned, would be that its revenue would come from advertising. It would accept advertising, and this is the essential difference between the new corporation and the BBC. I would not force the BBC to accept advertising. They don't want it. But what I would do is to create a separate public authority which would accept advertising and whose main revenue, although it would be publicly capitalised, would come from the advertising source.
Mr. Jenkins, thank you.